Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Basics of Public Budgeting and Financial Management, 3rd edition by Charles E. Mennefield is a public administration textbook that introduces how governments and public organizations plan, build, justify, and manage budgets. Written for students and new practitioners, it aims to connect budgeting concepts to the day-to-day work performed in budget offices. Rather than treating budgeting as only an economic or political theory topic, the book emphasizes applied skills such as reading budget documents, assembling proposals, estimating revenues, and organizing operating and capital requests. It also situates budgeting inside the broader context of public sector constraints, including legal requirements, accountability expectations, and the distinctive fund structures used in governmental accounting. The 3rd edition is positioned as a practical handbook, reinforced by exercises and classroom-oriented assignments. And it highlights communication skills needed to present budget information clearly to decision makers and the public. Overall, the book serves as a structured, accessible pathway into public budgeting and basic financial management. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, public sector budgeting context and what a budget does. A central starting point in the book is that public budgets are not simply financial plans, but governing documents that express priorities, allocate scarce resources, and establish accountability. Mennefield frames budgeting as a process shaped by public institutions, where decisions occur under legal rules, political oversight, and public scrutiny. This context helps explain why government budgeting differs from private sector planning. Goals are multidimensional, performance can be hard to measure, and decision makers must balance service demands, equity concerns, and fiscal limits. The text also emphasizes how readers should approach a budget document as an informational product. Key components such as budget messages, summaries of revenues and expenditures, and departmental presentations help stakeholders interpret what is being proposed and why. By learning the functions of a budget and common ways budgets are organized and presented, students can move from abstract definitions to practical interpretation. This foundation matters because later tasks, such as building proposals or evaluating trade-offs, depend on understanding what budget figures represent and how they are used in public. Decision-making. Wire. So, wire can'ts, but liar is the instruction and fall. And market, decision. Secondly, building a budget proposal from departmental needs to an adopted plan. Mennefield places strong emphasis on the applied workflow of preparing a budget proposal. The book treats proposal preparation as a structured sequence that requires clarity about objectives, realistic cost estimates, and alignment with organizational constraints. In practice, budget development often starts at the program or department level, where managers translate service expectations into spending requests. Those requests then move through review stages that may include budget office analysis and executive recommendations before legislative consideration. Understanding this chain helps readers see that budgeting is both technical and procedural. And procedural, a proposal must be internally consistent, supported by defensible assumptions, and formatted in a way that fits the organization's budget system. The book also supports skill development through exercises that push students to practice compiling information and making basic calculations rather than only reading about them. This focus prepares readers for real budget office tasks, such as drafting narratives, selecting appropriate categories, and responding to questions during review. The result is a practical understanding of how a draft budget becomes a decision-ready document. Thirdly, operating and personnel budgets as the core of day-to-day government finance. A significant portion of public budgets is devoted to recurring operating costs, and Mennefield highlights that personnel services are frequently the largest and most complex component. The text, therefore, treats operating and personnel budgets as essential building blocks for understanding public finance management. Readers learn to separate one-time purchases from ongoing commitments and to recognize how staffing levels, pay policies, and benefit structures create long-term cost trajectories. This is where budgeting connects directly to management hiring decisions, overtime practices, training needs, and equipment replacement cycles all translate into budget requirements that must be justified and controlled. And the book's applied orientation encourages students to think in terms of cost drivers and to develop discipline around categorization and documentation. Operating budgets also illustrate why budget rules and controls exist, since governments must track spending carefully for accountability. By focusing on the practical construction and interpretation of these budget sections, the book prepares readers to evaluate common trade-offs, such as whether to add positions, contract services, or reduce service levels. It also lays groundwork for understanding financial monitoring after a budget is adopted. Fourthly, capital budgeting and capital improvement planning. Mennefield distinguishes capital budgeting from routine operations by focusing on large long-lived investments such as facilities and infrastructure that require multi-year planning. Capital requests raise different questions than operating items because they involve project selection, timing, financing, and long-term maintenance implications. The book addresses the practical need to connect a single-year capital budget to a broader capital improvement plan that schedules projects over multiple years. This helps readers see how governments attempt to balance urgent repairs, growth-related expansion, and strategic investments while staying within financial constraints. Capital planning also introduces debt and other financing considerations at a conceptual level, emphasizing that funding choices affect future budgets through repayment obligations and ongoing operating costs. The applied framing encourages readers to treat capital proposals as decision packages that combine cost estimates, project justification, and implementation considerations. By learning how capital budgets are prepared and prioritized, students gain a clearer sense of how public organizations manage assets, address infrastructure needs, and communicate the fiscal impact of large projects to elected officials and the public. Lastly, revenue sources, budgeting techniques, and communicating budget data. The book pairs the spending side of budgeting with the reality that public organizations must assemble reliable revenue estimates and match them with planned expenditures. Menafield covers the broad sources that typically support state and local budgets, reinforcing that revenue structures shape what governments can afford and how stable their finances will be. Alongside these basics, the text introduces budgeting techniques and analytical models at a level intended to be accessible to students and entry-level practitioners. The goal is not advanced econometrics, but practical competence, understanding how assumptions, forecasting, and simple analytical tools influence revenue estimates and budget decisions. A distinctive theme is the importance of communication. Budgets must be understood by audiences with varying technical backgrounds. So the book discusses presenting data with clear narratives and straightforward visuals such as charts and graphs. It also notes the importance of selecting appropriate data sources and attending to data quality, since weak inputs can undermine credibility. By combining estimation, technique, and communication, this topic highlights that effective public budgeting depends on both sound numbers and the ability to explain what those numbers mean. In conclusion, this book is best suited to undergraduate and graduate students in public administration, public policy, and governmental finance courses, as well as early career staff who are beginning work in city, county, state, or nonprofit budget settings. Readers benefit most if they want a structured introduction that goes beyond definitions and shows how budget work is actually performed, including how to interpret budget documents, assemble proposals, think through operating and personnel cost drivers, and plan for capital needs. The practical value is skill-based. It helps build confidence with the vocabulary, formats, and routine calculations that appear in real budget offices. And it reinforces learning through exercises that encourage hands-on application. Intellectually, the book also clarifies why public budgeting is distinct, because decisions occur in an environment of legal requirements, public accountability, and competing priorities rather than a single profit goal. Compared with more theory-heavy public finance text or highly technical financial management references, Menafield's approach stands out for its applied orientation and emphasis on usable tools and communication. That positioning makes it a strong bridge between classroom learning and professional practice for readers who need an accessible but comprehensive foundation. If you would like to support Charles Menafield, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.